the sounds and sights of cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Another good program for you today. This week, we're going to begin a four-part series in which we'll be taking a look at the music from the Harry Potter franchise. That series has now officially concluded, of course, and as such, I felt it would be a good time to go back and take an in-depth look at all of the scores, and there's so much material, so many musical themes over the course of those films that to simply do it in one show would not be sufficient. So, we're going to do it two scores at a time, starting this week with the first two movies, and continuing with two movies a week all the way through the two Deathly Hallows films. So, it should be interesting and I hope entertaining. So let's begin now with music from Mr. John Williams, who scored the first three films in the Harry Potter franchise. The first, of course, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Philosopher's Stone, if that's the title you prefer. But anyway, that movie opens with a piece of music that is probably the most iconic piece of music in the entire franchise, certainly one that's just about instantly recognizable with those minor key chimes kicking things off. This is his prologue and main theme for the series. Take a listen. Much of that main theme from Harry Potter, of course, performed on the Celeste, and it has such a distinctive sound, so appropriate for that series. However, that piece on the soundtrack album is immediately followed by a concert piece, which is often overlooked, but it's just a fantastic and much bolder piece of music entitled Harry's Wondrous World. Definitely one of the more uplifting themes from the series, and just a delight. Take a listen. Thank you. That piece, entitled Harry's Wondrous World, is largely centered around the main theme for the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Williams does some interesting things with that theme over the course of his first score, including this piece where he does some very interesting subdued variations on it. Let's take a listen. That piece from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, entitled Entry into the Great Hall and the Banquet. There's not a whole lot of music that's specific to the world of Harry Potter within the films, that is to say, not a lot of source material, so we don't get an enormous idea of the sort of thing that the students are listening to or hear every day, but there's a little bit of that. In the fourth movie, there are some original pop songs, and we'll cover those later on. In the first film, there's a bit of music that tries to capture the atmosphere of the flavorful Diagon Alley. Let's take a listen to that. Thank you. The end of that piece features a fairly prominent statement of William's primary theme for Voldemort, the series' main villain, of course, and that theme is elaborated on in numerous ways in a big piece towards the end entitled The Face of Voldemort. Let's take a listen. Voldemort-centric material from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Williams wraps up his first soundtrack album with a tremendous concert-style performance of Hedwig's theme, the main theme of the series, and this is just a tremendous piece, does some wonderful variations on that idea, and one of those magical reminders of why Williams is regarded as one of cinema's great modern composers. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music from the Harry Potter films in this first part of a four-part series. During the first half hour of the program, we spotlighted music from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And now we move on to the second film in the series, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Now, this film came out only a year after the first film, and as such, they were working on a pretty tight schedule, and Williams just didn't have enough time to get all of the music done. So what he did is wrote some new themes, wrote some of the actual underscore for the film, and hired veteran composer William Ross to fill in the blanks and arrange his new themes into the score. So, it's more of a collaborative effort, and not quite as good as the Sorcerer's Stone score, but still an enjoyable one, and one that both adds some interesting new ideas and expands upon the ideas from the first film. The most prominent, and I would say the best new theme, is written for Fox the Phoenix, and it receives this very fine piece. Let's take a listen. Very lovely piece composed by John Williams for Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Speaking of which, the actual Chamber of Secrets also receives a fairly impressive thematic idea. Let's take a listen. And from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, that is the theme for the Chamber of Secrets itself. Most of the professors in the Harry Potter series, and there are many, don't get their own musical themes, but for whatever reason, Kenneth Branagh's character, Gilderoy Lockhart, does get his own mildly obnoxious little scherzo. Let's take a listen. Thank you. The Gilderoy Lockhart theme from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, also receiving a theme this time around, the mysterious Moaning Myrtle. Nice idea with some female vocals here. Interesting material written for Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Dobby the House Elf, a character who featured very prominently in that film and then disappeared for much of the franchise, receives a meandering little theme of sorts. Let's take a listen to that. Thank you. That's the music written for Dobby the House Elf from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Let's move on to some of the more villainous ideas now, beginning with this eerie notion for the spiders in the Forbidden Forest. Terrific piece of dark action music entitled The Spiders. Next up, Williams and William Ross get to play with the Voldemort theme again in this piece entitled Meeting Tom Riddle. Terrific statement of that Voldemort theme there at the end of that piece. Well, we're just about out of time on today's program. We'll wrap things up with another piece from the Chamber of Secrets, which reuses some of the ideas from the first film. Very charming piece entitled Reunion of Friends. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later with more Harry Potter music, and we actually will review something on next week's program. So look forward to that. And in the meantime, everyone, have a splendid week. Back at you later.